You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
A discussion now of the case of another Army private with some disturbing implications for the military. Private Bradley Manning's pretrial will begin, the outcome of which will determine if he will be court-martialed and face life imprisonment. We've been reporting on the details of the pretrial hearing all week long. Manning, of course, the 24-year-old Army intelligence officer accused of committing the largest intelligence breach in U.S. history. He allegedly passed on classified military and diplomatic information to the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks. Here with an update and to give us a sense of what the trial looks to be at this point is Denver Nix, author of Private, a forthcoming book about Bradley Manning. He's been following the trial in Fort Meade, Maryland, joins us from Washington, D.C. this morning. Denver Nix, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
What do you think the issues are that are shaping up in this case? The end of the pretrial hearing was pretty interesting in the email exchange, which apparently establishes a link between Manning and WikiLeaks.
That's right. The prosecution laid out its case, bringing forward about 20 witnesses over 3 days, and many of them were forensic investigators. The prosecution, the government, basically laid out a very clear case, what appears to be a very strong case, connecting Bradley Manning to WikiLeaks and to Julian Assange even. There are communications that have come out between Manning and Assange. So the prosecution's case on this sort of narrowly defined, did Bradley Manning leak government secrets question, seems to be very strong. The defense, of course, has throughout the trial during its cross-examination tried to bring out sort of mitigating and extenuating issues like failures in the Army's chain of command, lax secrecy in the intelligence section where Manning worked, and perhaps most importantly, as the defense attorney said in his opening statement, the question of whether or not all of this information was properly classified and how much damage the leak actually did. The defense hasn't really been able to bring that question out very much, but one would expect that in today's closing arguments by the prosecution and the defense, that the defense will use that opportunity to try to draw out some of those issues they haven't been permitted to speak about during the presentation of witnesses. And the prosecution will, of course, give a presentation laying out step by step what seems after several days of evidence to be a very, very strong case.
Yeah, I mean, it's a case of the prosecution with a chain of facts that are not necessarily in dispute by the defense, even though they do want to bring up these emotional and personality issues and broadly the question of the damaging nature of the leak or not damaging nature, as the case may be. The irony to me, it seems, before we go, Denver Nix, is that a hacker did him in, Bradley Manning.
Yes, that's been a fascinating side of this case from the beginning. And that man, Adrian Lamo, testified in Manning's hearing on the last day. He was almost the third to last witness that the prosecution brought forth. And his testimony was fairly dramatic. He and Manning's defense attorney, David Coombs, butted heads on a number of occasions. Coombs was given wide leeway by the prosecution. He was not interrupted, not objected to, as he grilled Lamo on issues like basically trying to show that Lamo gained Manning's trust and lied to him to get him to tell him things. It was very dramatic testimony from this fellow, Adrian Lamo, who is a former, right. He, of course, was convicted in 2004, I believe, of breaking into the New York Times network.
Denver Nix, when does the trial begin? Do we know?
We don't know yet. January 16th is a tentative date for when that should come down.
Denver Nix, author of Private, a forthcoming book about Bradley Manning. The trial begins possibly next month. Thanks so much, Denver.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.